You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, and hello to new listeners. My subject tonight, and the whole bloody night, if you excuse the expression, because I'm discussing domestic violence. And I have looked up the statistics, and I want to read them to you. There's not many, not much to say, except they haven't got the freaking idea, excuse the expression, what causes it and how to cure it. Just like every other problem on earth, every problem, I tell you, is out of one thing: the disillusion of your whole country, the disillusion of your own self, so that you go to the grave having never lived. Yes, doctors can take care of you and get rid of the symptom, but it doesn't get rid of the cause. I had a lady. Now, domestic violence is not just between man and woman. It's how the women treat their own children, how the men treat their old children. And what got me to think of this was a flash. I think it was on the Megyn Kelly file on Fox. I don't remember. You remember what I told you yesterday? That I do not like to read books. I didn't say that you shouldn't. I didn't say there weren't value. I said I don't, because I'm different. I like to see everything for myself. So if I'm watching a movie, which I sometimes do with my wife, and then you have a commercial or something, something flashes on the screen and gives some, you know, some information. And what it said about domestic violence is over 950 men are charged with it, and only 45 women. That's just rough. I might be out, you know, a couple of people. Now, that didn't make a bit of sense to me, because I know that 52% of women attack their husbands and don't get charged. There's a certain affection, an exception to the women. So it looks like men are monsters. And that's the whole idea, too. It's not that way at all. Now, I want you to consider calling a person and listening to my diatribe, because I'm going to read the statistics. And they're very simple, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't mention what I just said about the relationship between 950 as to 40-ish for women. It's not true. Women violate their husbands and children much more than men. Well, 2% more, according to the statistic. But now you would want to say, what causes a child to be demoralized by her mother? Literally, most of the programs on this program, most of the people call, have problems mostly with their mother. Now, can you believe that? But that's what it has been so far. And of course, with dads too. But the bulk of my callers, it's their mothers doing it to them. But that's not mentioned. Propaganda is at work, splitting up families. And you're not going to find out from any psychiatrist or psychologist what is the reason for domestic violence. What is the reason? Why would a man want to kill his wife or beat his wife? Why would a woman want to beat up and demoralize her own kids? That's the question. And nobody has the answer. Nobody. Except little old winemaker me. So here's the number. Would you like to join in and share with me your experience? And if you are a woman or a man, I will show you how you got to be hurt. It's your own bloody fault. Let me show you how in just a few minutes. I'm happy-go-lucky Roy, and I have the privilege to talk to my audience and save your lives and save your country.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, first of all, I have to listen. David, would you come on board, please? I just need you. I need you to tell me what you just said. About one station, I spoke about discussing domestic violence. Wait a minute. Yes, but the point is... Oh, all right. Anyway, yes, I see the wisdom of it. I just need the next one. Okay, my topic is good. So here I am been saying in the opening of the program that we have a terrible epidemic of domestic violence. And I want to read you first some very simple, the way I remembered it, the reason why I'm doing it, is because about 3 weeks ago, I think it was on Megyn Kelly's show, and they spoke about, that kind of violence, domestic violence, as in numbers, and not in reasons, but in numbers. And it was in men, it was over 940 to 45 or so to women. And I know full well that women hurt their children more so than men while they're at work. And men, when they come back, and they go to work on each other. And so I want to give you some statistics how dangerous it is to our country. Let me give you how dangerous it is and what the cause. Would you like the cause? Because if you have the cause, you can stop it. Okay, now here it goes. What is domestic violence? This is my research. But I got to share it with you first and maybe make comments as I go. I would like to read through the whole thing, which only take about 5 minutes. Domestic violence is a pattern of behavior that they know nothing about, that's my words, used to establish power and control over another person through fear and intimidation. And it sounds like, you know, some kind of tyrant doing the same thing to a whole country. All right. And so, through fear and intimidation, often including the threat and use of violence, other terms for, never mind the other terms for domestic violence, because I want to read this to you. Who is most likely to suffer from domestic abuse and become a victim of domestic violence? Domestic violence and abuse can happen to anyone, regardless of the gender, race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, income, or other factors. In other words, it's even Steven. Women or men, women and men can be victims of domestic violence. But what brought me to the subject, it's not even Stephen. It is more women than men do it. Not just to her husband, but to the children while the man is away. Okay. And then when the man comes back, that's another story. But I will, if you will give me time to develop a principle that can overcome it. Now let me continue what the devastation is. How many men are domestic violent victims? Men are victims of nearly 3 million physical assaults. Men are victims. Listen to this. Men are victims of nearly 3 million physical assaults in the USA. How often does domestic violence occur? 1 in 4 women will have experienced domestic violence during her lifetime. No victim is to blame for occurrence of domestic abuse or violence. While there is no direct cause or explanation why domestic violence happens, it is caused by an abuser or perpetrator. Now, that's obvious, isn't it? But there's still no solution, correct? All right, let me see the damage. Domestic violence is most likely to take place between 6 p.m. and a.m. and 6 a.m. That's when they come home and start to fight, take out their frustrations on each other. Okay, so next one. What happens to victims of domestic violence? Domestic violence is the third leading cause of homelessness amongst families. Listen to this. One-third leading cause of homelessness amongst families, according to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. At least one-third of families using New York City Family Shelter system are homeless due to domestic violence. You think that's not a problem, huh? And that's encouraged to demoralize our country. It never used to be that way. And then it gives, something about women aged to 34 are the greatest risk. And more than 4 million women experience physical assault and rape in their partners. 2 out of 3 female homicide cases, females are killed by family members, blah, blah, blah. And then they've got 3 million children witness domestic violence in their homes every year. Consider, and it goes on like this, now, where it is. So what is the effect of domestic violence on mental health? You've got to be kidding. It's everything. Domestic violence face high rates of depression, sleep disturbances, anxiety, flashbacks, and other emotional distresses. Domestic violence contributes poor health for many survivors, including chronic disorders and heart disease, and gastrointestinal disorders. Most women brought to emergency rooms due to domestic violence are really socially isolated, and a few have social and financial resources. So what is the economic cost of that? That's 37 billion years ago. What happens if domestic violence victims do not receive help? Without help, girls, witnesses of domestic violence are more likely to abuse as teams, and it goes on like that. I think that's enough already. It says speak up. They said the most domestic violence are never reported. Help, change the facts, speak up and make a difference, it says here, victims of domestic violence. Now, here it is. Here is the issue. And I want you to get maybe a little notebook if you can't remember it. But what I'm about to say is very simple. And you will not like, be prepared not to like what I'm about to say. But would you give me the grace to allow me to say it and disagree without being disagreeable? Can I have that promise from you before I begin? I don't want to say, I don't believe in it, but I do know how it begins and whose fault it is. There are two faults the beginner's fault and the reactor's fault. Now, the beginner's fault is not always, but to put it right up front as the most first cause of domestic violence is a difficult woman. What have I said? Now, we're not going to blame the woman's difficulty because the husband is not perfect either. And there's something about being a husband that he ought to know about a woman, but he doesn't. And we'll discuss that. And the number is 800-866-8883. I've been married for 64 years. I must admit to you that if I was an ordinary man, I would have knocked my wife's block off. And that's true. Very difficult lady. But she appreciates it now. She appreciates my ability to deal with it properly. And to be very firm about it, to say the least. But not be the cause of it. The attempt, unconsciously, on my wife is her childhood. It's all about her father, etc., etc. And so, let me give you an example. I had a lady here today who does some work for me, and we got to talking about, what leads to mental illness, which is part of what I'm speaking about, you know, headaches and psychological disorders in the children. And she was a child. But what caught my eye is not the usual reasons, which is obvious, but one that wasn't obvious to me. And she says, you know, when, as an older person, she would say goodbye to her mother, and her mother would say, take care of yourself. I hated her for that. I said, just a minute. He says, yes, having beat me up and demoralizing me and destroying me, she turns another face and then says, goodbye, Joni. That's not her name. I just made her up. But actually, what she actually said to me, and I never realized it was in the positive. But she took it as the negative, so anybody who said, take care, see you later, she would automatically be resentful, but now openly, inwardly, and smile, and get sicker. And then become more difficult to her husband. When he says, take care of yourself, dear, all of a sudden mother appears. They're not really appearing. But the conditioning of, take care, when she's a hypocrite and just missed and broken to little pieces, manner speaking. And to say it, she'd resent it, she'd rebel against it. And everybody who said anything, she can't say that to anybody, but it triggers it. It's a post-traumatic stress disorder trigger. Any kind of suggestion implanted under duress becomes hypnotic and reproduces itself, and everybody who has a belt like the belt your father had, that you see on a person that looks like the same belt, the belt immediately transfers and causes hostility to the person wearing it. You can't disconnect the two. And so there you are. There is the forces at work you can't see. And the person themselves cannot see. Ladies and gentlemen, I can help you overcome post-traumatic stress disorder, but also anything else that is equivalent to it, because home life can be a battle. And there are losers. And the men can lose their cool, and the women can lose their cool. Okay? So if you go to my website and download the 7-minute meditation, I will show you how to defend yourself and deflect everything, and everything comes honky-dory. Everything will change. Okay, we'll be right back. FAQ.com. FAQ.com. Go there and download. It's free. It's free, and I want to free you with this free. Okay, all right. Back. Okay, this is Roy Masters speaking on domestic violence. I do hope you have listened to it from the beginning, and you'll be able to get a copy of this program. And this is program number 8552. And I'll make it as clear as possible. Now, I've gone 20 minutes with that. Now I'm going to do the next 20 minutes, or the next 10 minutes till the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to open the lines, and so I can speak to a person who has been brought up in a broken house, and will transfer that brokenness to their marriage, guaranteed, or your money back. And you won't know you're doing it. For instance, my wife had a crazy father. He spoiled her. He was a womanizer. He beat up his wife. But she got to like him and then hate him at the same time. When he buys her things and asks her to dance, he's a dirty old man, but she couldn't help but like him and hate him at the same time. And so, because he's a man and she married me, every time she suspected I did something wrong, which I didn't, but she doesn't tell me what she thinks she sees. She should say, "Did you do this? Did you look at that woman that way?" No, she kept to herself and they kept it a judgment. And that went on for years and years and years and years. And the repressed result of that is, I won't tell you. But she's coming through it now, 64 years. Now, if there's any other kind of man, and I think I got married, and God puts me into marriage to see what marriage was, and it ain't pleasant. And had I not been who I am, people ask, "What's it like to be married to Roy Masters?" Roy Masters doesn't flinch. See, Roy Masters is strong and will not let something pass. And I know how to do that. But you see, it's not the same. I've learned all the games, just like the lady I spoke to about just now. Her mother beat her up. And she hated her father for not stepping in. And when the mother who beat her up, you know, calmed down and she walked out, you know, even as a teenager, she walks out and says, "Okay, see you later, take care." The minute she said, "Take care," it became a hatred towards the person who said it, because it's hypocritical. And so if I say, "Take care," of her, she realized as I was talking to her, I said, "Take care." Immediately it sprang right up. She could tell me about that. She could tell me, "Do you realize what you said and how I reacted? I kept it to myself. I've got to share it with you. I began to resent you." "What for? For me saying take care? No, my mother used to say take care, and she beat me up to pieces." But you see, it was projected onto me. But she couldn't help it, and she didn't see it. But in the conversation before she left, she did see it, and she did express it, and I'm the right person to express it to. So here it is. I'm going to tell you something. I want you to call me, please. I want you to call. How many people suffer that kind of violence? Domestic violence. from your mother, from your father, I don't care. From each other, from husband to father, husband, husband to wife, and wife to husband. Give me your story, and I'll show you where you went wrong. If you're a man, I'll show you where you went wrong and could have stopped it. If you're a woman, I will show you where you went wrong and could have stopped it. And it would have been peace of earth and goodwill to men. I know what to do. I'm challenging you to call me and get it off your chest. Because I'm going to show you your part of it. I didn't say, so you had a bloody fight and you lost. You call the sheriff, whatever. You don't call the sheriff. It goes on. It's not just who's going to be powerful. It is that. It has to do with a woman wanting to be powerful and a man wanting to be powerful. And she uses her wiles and he uses his wiles and willfulness. I get that. But it's much more than that. It's much deeper than that. It's the way you react to the person who's the bully. I say the reaction is your failure to deal with it properly. So if you are a appeaser to your wife or a bully, and now we're back to being appeasers and bullies. If you're an appeaser because you want to get some sex, you want to get something from her, and she wants something from you called love, but it isn't, it's sex and abuse. But man doesn't see that it is abuse. But she seems like it's abuse, and she has to pretend to enjoy it when she hates you. And that's where the hate grows, because the man is a bully. Because once you have sex with and push yourself or seduce a person, a woman to give you, bully them into to accommodating you. That's what bullying does. It makes you accommodate. It awakens the anger in you, awakens the sexual impulse. I'll give you another story. There's this beautiful woman. She's a virgin. And she's never had sex with anybody. But she meets a fine, handsome man. And they go together. But he's a bloody little psychopath. Or sociopath. He pretends to be what he isn't. What he's got is his mother's nature in him, or whatever that is. We'll explain that later on. But he's determined to break her down. That's the glory. She's a virgin, and she's a sweet and decent person. And she is a decent person from behind because she does not know what is about to happen to her. And so it go on for months, and he doesn't touch her. See? And then one day he makes an approach which was a little out of the ordinary. And she reacts. And he tries again just a little bit. And then she reacts. She says, no, thank you. You know what my principles are. I do like you. Thank you. Then he starts to act like he's crying. He acts like he's hurt. See? But she's already reacted. That's the hypnotic state. She's already reacted because suddenly he isn't what he appeared to be. Correct? That's strategy part one. And then when she continues to say no, no force has been involved yet. When he continues, and say, well, that's love. And this is, no, it's not love. And they have an argument. And then he starts to pout, like his feelings have been hurt. Those feelings haven't been hurt at all. And then but since she reacted the first time, I'm surprised that, she was surprised. He's showing a different side. But now the man feels like he's crying and been hurt. And she feels guilty. And that reaction and guilt awakens the sexual impulse for him. And say goodbye to her. See? That's it.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Good evening again. We got just about 3 minutes here. I just want to revive what we're talking about is domestic violence. And the first half an hour, you mustn't miss. If you miss it, I suggest you go to my website. And any program you've missed will be up there 24 hours, you know, the whole time till the next program. So it's 22 hours, see. Is it? What is 3 from 24 hours? 21 hours, because it's a 3-hour program. So I suggest you go to my website, FHU.com, and go to archives or listen to Roy Live, and you can download your iPhone and your, what's the other one? iPhone and Android. And you'll get a 7-minute meditation with that if you want it. Yeah, 7 minutes, it's free, no charge. And I will show you how to avoid trials and tribulations, how to deal with trials and tribulations in a noble way that brings peace to this your country, peace to your family, and peace to yourself. That doesn't mean to say that peace is boring. When you're at peace with yourself, you shine. And the problems in people, the dark side of people that was transferred to them in their suffering and in their domestic troubles, children grow up to be women, little boys grow up to be men, and this all this programming in them which we're going to speak about, that makes them in conflict, that creates a conflict between the next generation and so on and so on and so on. And so no more marriages, see. And just children wandering the streets, just shacking up. And even then, beating each other up. Did you know, for example, a principle that when a man has sex with a woman in an improper way, and he has it, he enjoys it, he takes pleasure of it, and then comes the guilt, because you shouldn't be doing that to a beautiful maiden. But that guilt turns into blame. The pain and the conflict of what he did to that woman catches up with him as a man. And then he blames it to the woman for not being good enough. Do I have callers? Yes, I do. I need them on the program right away, because we only have an hour and a half left. Okay. So you do have a callers, David. Would you put them up there? I don't care if they're good callers or bad ones. Just put one on there. I'll make it a good call. No response here. All right. So I don't want to start all over again. The subject matter, and I've covered it fairly well so far with examples. And that first half an hour is gold. the principles of the reason why we have domestic violence. And it is a pandemic in this country. Was in that first hour. Now the second time, second hour, I was hoping that you will call 800-866-8883. Monday through Friday, basically, but tonight is still the same. Okay. Yes, okay. I'll be right there in just a second so I'll finish the sentence. 800-866-8883, Monday through Friday, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Thank you. Now we're going to get our first call from a young lady in Oregon, Cheryl. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Roy.
Yes.
Well, I talked to you in the beginning of the month. I just, I've been, you know, I kind of grew up with you. You asked me to call again, and I wanted to talk to you about an experience I've had the last couple of weeks. And so my mom died this last year, and she left me some inheritance, and she left it in a brokerage account, so 90% of it was in the stock market. And in the beginning of January, the stock market started to tank, to go down drastically. Mm-hmm. And it's not really, we're going to talk about money, but I absolutely in myself came undone. I was like PTSD. I couldn't sleep. I knew that I was out of control, but I couldn't help it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that, and so I just wanted to tell you about it. I'm sure that I'm not sure of anything. I did.
I'm sure of everything I'm about to tell.
I know that, but I have to say, I went through two or three weeks of, and I got out of the stock market with much pain and much resistance from the broker, who was quite nasty to me. And it was very difficult. But anyway, I just want to talk about the real meaning behind it.
Yes.
You know, in my growing up, there wasn't any love in the home. And so I think, and there was a lot of discussion about money. And so, you know, I think for me, it just became a security. I've never been rich. There's never been a lot of money.
It's more than that.
Yeah, I know. It's
much more subtle.
Yeah.
That much you will know already, don't you? And that
oh,
much,
yeah.
That's why I'm calling you,
because it's not. We're not talking about money.
That's right.
And I know, in myself, I thought, does this fear and panic, which was absolutely horrible, represent my distance from God?
Correct.
Well,
but then you have to understand what causes that.
Yeah.
Disconnect, don't you? Everything is so subtle these days. The hypnotic states of sleep.
Yeah.
The hypnotic state of sleep that comes when we're disturbed as children by cruelty.
Yeah.
I see. It never ends. And it keeps building on likewise people who jump into the place of your mother or father.
Mm-hmm.
And eat a little more piece of your happiness into misery. And it never stops until you die. But somewhere along the line, as a beautiful woman you really are, you begin to just look at these things and saying, there's got to be something behind this.
Yeah.
But this is not me. This is unlike me. Correct?
Correct. I mean, I have really, and I don't express myself, but I've really seen so much through this experience, so much about even just going through the broker who, people's just talk about people's
everything
money.
That's connected. I get it. You don't have to explain.
I mean, they would take you down to nothing,
I know.
They don't care.
I know that's true.
It was also going through another personality that was going to lie to me, and that part of me that was hard to give that up. Does that make sense?
Yes, because it represents the betrayal of your mother.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Oh. I told you, it gets in similar ways.
Oh.
So he pretends to be caring for you, but while he's screwing you.
Oh, no. Yeah. And, yeah. I saw it about myself, because I can't blame him that I'm weak.
No, you can't.
What? Well, I want to ask you this question. I was riding my bike today, and I've heard you say many times, you know, the one thing that God doesn't control is whether we love him or not.
Yes.
So, but in the very beginning, even with Adam and Eve, before Eve went along with the devil, there was something in her
The protection.
Pardon me?
There's something in her that wanted the protection of the good in Adam. But Adam had a choice to be good or to love or to play God.
Yeah.
It's all about power then. So with the idea of knowledge of good and evil, so you know, you think you know what's right and wrong when you really don't, then comes evil playing with your head. And it goes through the generations, and you are part of that system.
Lineage.
Yes.
And I've been a, you know, I've been a difficult person. And I've been disobedient, but I don't really know how to be obedient.
Well, did you listen to me when I first came on the air today?
No, I actually didn't call until about.
I know, but I'm going to tell you a story.
I can go back and listen on my computer.
No. I'm going to tell you the story because it fits, and it fits here. I have a lady friend who works with me. She's retired. She used to be my secretary for 14 years. And she's very grateful. She's come a long way. And everything starts to get better. All the little things that went wrong with her, when she realized what they were, they disappeared. And so tonight she came in to bring me the checks. I'm sequestered in my home because my wife is not well. So I don't have to go to the office, you see. My office is the back room here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but she's a very delightful lady. And she's come a long way from her madness that was induced in her when she was young. But there's one thing, she's become so happy. Everything that went wrong with her, as she realized it slowly but surely over the years, all got better. She's a whole person. But there's one thing that didn't happen, didn't come to the surface until I said to her, "Thank you, Joni." It's not her name. "Thank you, Joni. Take care." Guess what happened? She turned around to me, and she says, "You know, I just resented you." I said, "Why? What for?" "Because my mother, having beaten me, would always say, 'Take care when I leave.' And I hated it every time. And so I've been hating that ever since, which is keeping my sickness alive. Oh, my God, I never saw it before." She was happy as a jaybird. Because she identified what was making her sicker. All those little things that make you sick are very subtle. Wouldn't you think that was subtle?
Yeah.
It's post-traumatic suggestion. You can do anything with post-traumatic suggestion. That is what trials and tribulations, when they infect you, that's the proper name of it, hypnotic states. And so therefore, temptation... Deliver us from temptation, it means deliver us from our hypnotic state. That's come through the generations. Basically, they mean the same thing. There's no difference in it. They have the same proclivities, exactly. So you are beginning to awaken. So yeah. You should see how she jumped for joy. All of a sudden, little places in her body begin to appear.
Nice.
And which connected to that. And she went out as happy as a camper. Okay. So do you understand how little it is to make you miserable and not know what it is? And when
oh
it come,
my gosh.
Now it's come to you. Did you have a relationship with your mother that was codependent?
No, I had probably a codependent relationship with my father, not my mother. I never really liked my mother.
Okay. So, but you loved your father.
Yeah.
And so he died first?
Yeah, he did.
Then he passed the money on to your mother?
Well, no, they divorced when I was little.
Yes, but it still...
He didn't pass. He didn't have anything. They divorced when I was little. She worked. She was a hard worker, and she was a saver. And anyway, she had this money, and
How did you feel towards? What was your general feelings towards her attitudes in you?
Were they
dependent or angry? Are you angry?
My mother. I never properly spoke up to my mom. She was a bully.
I know that you were an appeaser.
And I became the appeaser, I wanted her approval desperately.
Now when she died, you appeased her. You had peace, but peace wasn't peace, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Okay. So when she died, she was the support of the false sense of worth, correct? And that was connected to the money that was passed to you like a photograph.
Yeah.
Like your treasure photograph.
Mm-hmm.
It represents the person. People always carry articles around with them, pictures,
mm-hmm.
And little amulets that remind them of in the trenches where they are.
Mm-hmm.
It revives them from all the suffering around them, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has that effect. So when she died, if you're codependent, you become dependent on her. The codependence now became attached to the money. And when the money went down in the stock market, you begin to feel insecure. Got it? And then the stockbroker added to that. Okay, we'll be right back. All right. This is a very nice caller. We do have other calls. Now, what have you learned? And then I'll say goodbye to you for the time being. You always call me again, you know. What have you learned from this?
Oh. Well, I learned this situation, I learned about my distance from God.
But it's attached to your relationship with your mother, and then through the money.
Yeah.
See that? It was like a photograph, but it's still a sense of worth that's coming from her.
But then I went through something, and I spoke up to this broker two or three times, and there was something really good that I was able to do that and get out.
That is good. Otherwise, you would have lost your shirt. Who knows?
Right. But I'm learning a lot of things about it, not just about my mother, about myself.
Yes. Well, of course, it is always about yourself, but by way of other people.
Yeah. And so anyway, I want to learn not to be afraid to call you and just talk about stuff.
Well, it's nice to call me because I shall take the negative and make it positive.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'll call you again.
All right, Cheryl.
I hope your wife feels better.
Yeah, it's taken us 64 years. You can't wake up a person who's not ready. Can't do it. So the good thing for me was, and I put it rather simple, I've told her before, the way she unconsciously, listen to this, the way she unconsciously behaved came with the marriage. And in that marriage, the men were she hated men. She hated her own father. And her father was a dirty old man in one sense and very nice to her in another sense, so she's confused. So she likes me one way, and because I don't give her the kind of love and things to her that a father gave to reward her to dance and do stupid things to make. She began to be secretly resentful. It took 64 years to come to the surface. She'll get better.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Now, you did get the last sentence. I said I married 64 years, and that is because I gave my word before God, until death do part, shall we part. Other ways of death can be arranged, if you know what I mean, when you're men. Angry. I said the pressure on me and the little cruelties and games that were played and the fact that unconsciously she hated men and she love-hated them. So I became the image of the father because I'm a man. And therefore, because it's a man, even though I'm a decent man, and she knows it, but she can't help me not being not decent and crazy and rude and that kind of thing. But I don't put it down to her. I understood it, but I couldn't. I'm a professional hypnotist. I could not wake her up. You cannot wake up a person from a hypnotic trance. All you can do is add to it, and I wasn't about to do that. So the result of that is the same as what goes on with you, but the difference is I understood that wasn't her. Therefore, I could not hold it against her. That's the reason why this is how, listen carefully. The reason why you are violated is the following reason, and it works in very well in intimate relationships. Whenever you have an adversary, the adversary is broken like you are. In this case, you're an appeaser, or in the other case, he's a bully, because it's the only two states you can have. There's the only two states. There is no other except graciousness and redemption from that. And so they don't know what they're doing. I don't judge bad people bad. I don't judge people good. I just see, that is interesting. Yes, it looks like a good person. It looks like a bad one. But I really don't know, so I wait and see. And a wait and see is wonderful. Eventually it shines what it really is, and I'm glad I didn't judge him. I can remember a person coming out of my house in Ventura. He's got my camera. I could have jumped on him and said, hey, there's my camera. You're stealing, thief. But instead I said, hello, young man. I have my camera. I saw you coming out. Oh, hello, Mr. Masters. David's on the beach. He says I could get the camera. He knows where it is. I'm a friend. Oh, okay. Different reaction. If I had reacted differently, everything's different. The kid would be in jail. And I'd want to believe what I do. I shouldn't have believed. Called judgment. And so in my wife was judgments. But she never mentioned it. She always looked like a charming person. But always secretly resentful, never saying anything. And the thing is, but she didn't know she was doing it. She didn't know. She still doesn't know. She's just beginning to see it. And the beautiful thing about romance is not romance, is I'm still with her. As she gets older and I get stronger, which is the whole story. She's getting feeble and broken, and I'm getting stronger, but not because I'm strong, because I care. And that's the beautiful thing. Yes, we've had our difficulties, of course. But I'll tell you one thing. What I know about stress is in the woman. And if the woman hates the man unconsciously and tries to make love to him, hoping that her love, sex, will make him better, she's looking up the wrong tree here. Because all you do when you give your sex out of guilt, see, all you do is to try to give him something so he gives you something back, and all you're doing out of wedlock, and in wedlock, if you're not careful, is all your motive. Your motive, how do you give your love? Do you give it to want something, and he doesn't give it to you? Or if you give it to him and he wants more, and you think, oh, it's more love for me, more feeling. After a while, he has so much hunger for you, he's going to be pushing on you every day until you feel dirty, and he pulls up the devil. All right, let me go on to the next one. Hey, Diddly D, the actor's life for me. Is it D? Hello, D, in New Jersey? Nobody there. All right, who else is there? Hey, David, where are you?
I'm here.
Oh, hello, D.
I'm here.
Hey, Diddly D.
I'm here.
Okay. What can you do?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hi, Roy. Hi. Really, really need some help.
Okay.
Probably in about 2010, 2011, I was working in corporate America, and have been working there for a lot of years. And I was working in a very key role in the company, higher level position.
Yeah.
I was asked to do something, to lie on someone and to cover up for a high level executive.
Oh boy.
And I chose not to, and I went through a lot of persecution from the board of directors as well as high level people. It just really devastated.
Pretty typical. You're living in a demoralized state of America.
Right. Well, it devastated me emotionally, physically, and financially. Devastated my family. And what I decided to do, what I believe I was led to do, was go into business for myself. And so I went into business for myself, and I have been for at least 3 years now. The problem is that I have not been able to enjoy the success that I have, that I see people around me and have partnered with, have enjoyed. I've had three separate occasions where I have partnered with people and they have become millionaires, and I continue to lose because of
let me tell you what it is. I think you have guilt, not just from being honest and then being persecuted, but not knowing how to deal with the persecution. And so you hate those people that persecuted you for being honest. And then you feel guilty for being honest. And then in that guilt, you want to be more honest, and you give too much to people, the hope that they will love you for that. And that will fill the emptiness of a false kind of love. Don't go away. Keep... would you hold the line for D, and we'll make a nice story. It will take about 5 minutes before we get back to her. Would you remind her that, please? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what book to sell you, but I tell you what, one thing will help you more than anything, any book you can read, because it's so easy. It's a 7-minute meditation, and it doesn't cost any money. And if you have an iPhone or an Android, you can download the app. And then the rest of my website will come with it, you see. So, FHU.com, would you go there? And peruse the books as well. Understanding Sexuality. That is a powerful book.